ready. You're at it.
Hi, this is Lynn Suzek, your host with His Ability, and we are here again today talking about voting. Last week, we were talking about encouraging your elderly person in your life. If you help take care of handicapped people, we want to encourage them to vote and use their privilege, their God-given right. And sometimes it just takes a little encouragement and a caregiver or family member or friend to take away the obstacles and help them through that decision to vote, because we need all the votes we can get, and we're hoping that some of the elderly population with their conservative values is going to get up and stand up for what's right this year. We're excited about the election, and I believe that there's no choice in the matter for my views. I want the Republican views, to stand strong. I want that to be in our government, conservative values, family values. And I have with me today, I'm happy to bring back on the show, Sherry Cadiz. Hi, Sherry.
Hi, Lynn. How are you doing today?
Good. We're Sherry works with me in our office with the Udaly Home Care Plus. We have 30 clients now, is it, Sherry?
Yeah, a little bit more than that, about 35.
She's helping me bring in the clients, and she's the client care liaison and wears many hats in my office. We have about 6 or 7 people in the office now. We share two rooms side by side. We're in Garden City, and we're promoting on this program thing, special interests that would address handicap issues, reaching out to the handicap community. And right now we're doing a little series on voting, and we're gonna do a little Bob Duco Jr. show today, right, Sherry?
Yeah, we're ready.
Okay, so we're gonna go there. We're gonna talk about our values and our opinions about
candidates.
Yeah, the candidates. So where do you want to go with this, Sherry?
I would like to bring up an issue with Sarah Palin.
Okay.
The one thing that I'm seeing with Sarah Palin is that there's so many people out there right now who are so judging her, because she has a special needs child, because she has 5 children. And, we as Christians need to be careful about judgment and about God's will. It seems to be very obvious that it was God's will that Sarah is in the position that she is, and that's to run for vice president. Mm-hmm. And I think it's amazing that she has a special needs child, especially a newborn special needs child. Within the handicapped community, I have seen miracles. The first miracle is you, Lynn. You have 5 children plus 2 stepchildren. You are currently running a business. You drive your you've learned to drive and operate a vehicle on your own. You don't need any assistance with that. The biggest thing, you're writing a book. You have a very, very full life as a Christian and as a Christian woman. And you are able to run your household and hold on to your Christian values. And I find it really disturbing as a Christian to hear people say that because a woman has children that she needs, or a special needs child, that she needs to be worried about home and not about what God's will is for her. All people can multitask, and especially with being put in the position of vice president, there will be lots and lots of help for her.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And you know about that. You have caregivers with you around the clock. And they assist you, mm-hmm. and they assist you with your life, with your daily needs, and that is something that Sarah Palin will also have. And I just think that we need to be very careful as Christians not to judge people and
say what they can't do.
Exactly.
Who are we to say that God hasn't appointed her to help us in this country? And I agree. I think that actually my being a businesswoman has enhanced my motherhood, and I've kind of treated my children kind of in a way where they are learning sort of the responsibilities as even employees. I mean, they, you know, the way that I treat my employees with respect, and the things that I've learned as I've become, we've been growing in business, I've implemented that at home and taught them.
Amen.
So how much better, how much more beneficial could it be for Sarah Palin with the abilities that she has as a governor, and she's a successful one.
And a Christian,
one,
correct.
And a Christian. Her children will benefit from this, and they may grow up to be leaders as well.
Correct. And isn't that what, as Christians, we need to be? We need to be reaching out to people, affecting people's lives, affecting people's everyday lives. And what better way to do that than to be vice president? You know, my prayers are with Sarah Palin. And the only thing I have to say to her is, you go, girl.
That's
you
right.
Know, you know, just like you, Lynn, I have seen so many miracles. What bothers me is that people are putting, because of five children and a special needs child, let me put you in a box and tuck you away somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? Handicapped people, special needs children, that is so the opposite of what needs to be done. These people and their caregivers are valid human beings, and they need to be recognized as so, and they need to go out and live your life to the fullest extent and do the will of God. And if Sarah Palin is called to this, and that is the will of God, if she doesn't do this, if she doesn't run, if she didn't, she backed out, she would not be in God's will.
Right.
And I praise God that she has stepped out and come forward, and she is willing to do this, because I truly believe it's a calling on her life.
Right, and I think you were saying before, Sherry, we were talking about how the legalistic viewpoint, and we have to be careful not mm-hmm. to fall into that and be one of the Pharisees. I think that the mistake that a lot of people make is that they think the only Christian life is a little house on the prairie view of, you know, where the mother stays at home and everybody is, you know, gathering crops and, you know, making bread yep. from scratch. And, you know, if that's what you're called to do, and that's working,
wonderful.
But
other people are called to
God
do different
has
things.
So many more plans than that for other people.
Amen.
We're not all called to the same lifestyle.
That's correct.
And, you know, let's not call something a sin that's not a sin.
That's right.
And let's call true sin what it is.
That's exactly right. And, you know, Lynn, this is going to be a little bit of a surprise for you, but I want to plug your upcoming book. I know you didn't expect this, but Lynn is publishing a book, and it is about legalism, and I really would like to encourage people to read it. It's going to be coming out, I think, in the beginning of January of 2009.
It's looking that way. We're excited.
And can you tell them the name of the book, Lynn? And
well, it's called First Wash the Inside, from the scripture that tells you to... I was enlightened to the meaning of the scripture as I was writing the book. God just showed me, you can't just change your actions. That's not how we repent. Changing, asking God to change you from the inside, and actually pointing your finger to yourself and saying why you do what you do is the key to repentance. If you don't do that and you just, you know, you just change your actions and try, of course, you're going to be banging your head against the wall doing that, because it's all coming from the inside. So that's what the book's about. It's about true repentance and what damage legalism has done in the church, and mm-hmm. how to recognize it in yourself. So that is from personal experience and repenting from that.
Right. And I know that a lot of handicap and special needs people have really had to deal with this in a huge way, deal with legalism, because when you see limitations for someone, a lot of people want them to stop right mm-hmm. there where they think mm-hmm. that those lines should be drawn. And that is just so not true.
Mm-hmm.
We have clients that, you know, every day that they're in wheelchairs and, you know, bed bound without help, but they, by God, they get up, you know, with the help of God mm-hmm. and a caregiver, and, you know, have a full day, have full jobs, have full lives, are very, very active in their community, in their churches. And that's what I would like to see more of. And
that's what we do here at Utile.
That's right. Yeah.
And I think that part of the problem with the legalistic viewpoint that people don't realize sometimes that they have is that even handicapped people don't fit into that box because, you know, the Bible, if you take it the wrong things literally, there are literal interpretations that we should take literally, like Jesus did walk on water. And then there are things that we can't take literally, like I am the door, I am the vine, you are the branches. And one of the things that he promotes is, you know, I mean, that the Bible talks about that people misinterpret is, you know, that a woman should be, you know, staying home, making bread with her hands and all the things that are described. I mean, the heart of the matter is the diligence of being a homemaker or taking care of your family. But I can't do that. Right. I can't physically take care of things the way that the Bible lists in exactly the way.
But in Proverbs literally, 31.
But I am doing what
you're
I'm
right.
supposed to in heart.
You are. But in Proverbs 31, if you read Proverbs 31, you'll find that she ran a business.
That's right.
So
yes.
You are doing that. Right. So you're a Proverbs 31 woman, and praise God for that.
Praise God. I'm just, you know, having to put aside the judgment. I've been judged myself, Sherry, as you know, that for having five children while I'm handicapped and, you know, having to have care helping me do that. It's just amazing what people come up with. But before we go, we're going to just list that as far as voting, we're able
please
to.
Vote.
Yes, please vote. And we do encourage you to get the information off of Michigan.gov on the internet. It talks about how to get an absentee ballot if you need that. And with the qualifications, you know, what makes you eligible for one, you can actually go into the city clerk's office in your town, or you can download these forms from the internet. And again, Michigan.gov has that information. Let's see, we have, you also need to make sure that you, if you do want an absentee ballot, that you get that from your city clerk's office before the no later than 2 p.m. the Saturday before election. So it's not too late. Get it set up. Have a caregiver help you. Have a family member help you. Don't let anything get in your way. And just pray. Lord, if you want me to vote, make it possible. And I guarantee you he does that. That's how I
Amen.
View everything. So thanks for joining us. Thanks for coming on the show with me today, Sherry.
Thanks for having me.
And if you need home health care or anything else, give us a call. 734-261-1220. We're standing behind you. Thanks, and we'll see you next week.